Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is Great Jams right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. That is Wale with Love Hate Thing. Bring a time to exactly 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's so chilly. I literally went out for what feels like a second and I'm freezing right now. But I hope and pray that you're keeping warm and that you got safely to where you need to be at this morning. As we promised a little bit early on, we're having a conversation with the team from NAMFARM Foundation. They are a very good friend of Future Media in general. And we just wanted to kind of do a little bit of a check and see what the foundation has been up to, what's happening on the ground. Good morning, Kerri-Ann.
Good morning, Shireen.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks, and yourself?
Good, good. So, Kerri-Ann, by the way, for context, knows me in another capacity, right? So that's why she's calling me Shireen, but to you, it's still Shaquan. But it's perfectly fine. We're joined by Kerri-Ann. She's the coordinator at NAMFARM Foundation. How has the week been for you so far?
It's been busy. There's a lot going on, but it's good. We're keeping busy, and that helps with the cold.
Yes. What is the best thing that happened to you this past week?
This week. There's been so much happening.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You don't even know?
No.
I completely understand.
Yesterday, I thought it's Friday, so
Really?
It's been quite a lot. Yeah.
I actually woke up today and it just felt like a Saturday morning for some reason. I don't know. A lot is going on.
It's going.
But yes, Kerri-Ann, for those who are listening to us right now that might not necessarily be familiar with NAMFARM Foundation, please tell us, what is the foundation all about?
Okay, so NAMFARM Foundation was founded in 2005.
Yes.
And we just assist Namibian children. Mm-hmm. Originally started assisting children born with cancer in 2005. Yeah. And then in 2009, we shifted our focus towards assisting children born with facial deformities. Mainly focusing on cleft lips and palates. We offer free surgery completely for free, holistic care, everything that the baby needs from birth to the age of 18. Just to be there for them in these difficult times with the deformity that they are born with.
How often do you find people knocking at your door asking for assistance with their kids struggling with this?
Quite a lot. We have registrations coming in monthly, actually every week. We have over 400 patients registered on our database, and there's really a lot of them. We also help children across all of Namibia, all of the regions, not just Windhoek. So there's really a lot of them coming through, and some of them come on the day that they are born. The doctors contact us. Others come through when they may be like only 10 years old. That also happens. So no, they're coming
through. But everyone is welcome, because obviously that's what the foundation is all about, that you help where you can. So to anyone who's listening right now and hearing probably even this cleft lip, right, is how you pronounce it,
yes,
and the palate, for someone who's hearing it for the first time, what exactly is it? How would I even be able to identify that? Not that I have it, maybe just someone that I know has it.
It's something that happens during pregnancy. So when the lip and the palate goes in your mouth doesn't completely form during pregnancy. We don't really know what the reason is for that happening, but it's a lot of speculation of not like having the right prenatals being taken and all of that. So basically the lip doesn't form completely, and the palate, a palate you can't see from the outside. So it's basically the roof of your mouth behind your top teeth that's open. It's a complete opening hole. From the nose through to your mouth, it's completely open. And you can only identify that by pushing your thumb against your palate, and then it will be open. Where a cleft lip, you can see from the outside.
Yes.
Literally a split in the lip. So you get different types. Some of them are just like a small opening on the lip itself, and then others go open up until the nose. It can be on one side, on two sides, in the middle. So there's quite a lot of different ones, but you can see it from the outside.
But you can,
I'm sure you will see it immediately, and you'll know exactly what it is.
So, by the way, just a gentle reminder to you as well that the NAMFARM Foundation is very active on their social media platforms. So just so that you're updated also what their organization is busy with, right? But how does this affect a child's life?
Sure, there's so many things that happen even from the day that they are born. Mm. They really do struggle with feeding, breastfeeding, bottle feeding, that's the issue. Especially if they have a palate, then the milk goes through the nose and comes out through the nose because it's open. It's completely open. So they really struggle with that. We do have special bottles that we provide them to help with that.
Yeah,
the ones with the lips, they struggle on latching when breastfeeding because of it being open. So there's wind coming through the whole time.
Yeah.
So they struggle with that when they get older. They have hearing problems, some of them, just because everything's connected. And then they also struggle a lot with speech.
Makes sense.
We send them to speech therapists as well. Some of the words they can't pronounce because of the wind going through. And then also dentists and orthodontics.
It's a lot.
They've got very intense teeth, but they're actually so cute. But so we assist with that as well. So obviously with that all going, a lot of bullying as well. When they have a cleft lip, they obviously have a scar on their lip.
We try
to encourage them to massage and put oil and stuff to make it better, but you can't get it away completely. So they do struggle a lot with bullying.
Just the visibility a little bit, hey? So when did you start working for NAFAM Foundation, by the way?
I only started last year. So I started January last year. But my colleague Carol has been running it since 2005. This year's actually our 20th anniversary. So that's amazing. She's been there for 20 years now.
All right. So the reason I'm asking was how long you've been there is just how has being at the foundation in the position that you're in with the work that you do every day, how has that changed your life?
Changing the lives
of those kids every day.
It's such a fulfilling job to do. You feel so, I want to say proud in a sense, because we are there to help these kiddies and we really know that they do struggle, and it's so special to be part of that, and that just made me so much more thankful for everything that I have in life.
Yeah.
Seeing these babies and the families that they grow out of. And it's just being so thankful that we are able to help. I mean, there's so many people in this country that can help, and we are there for them. It's just so fulfilling, and I've just really grown to be so thankful for what we have in life, because we a lot of the times just take everything for granted, and it's not like that.
So to anyone who's listening right now, they are interested, they're intrigued, they want to be maybe a part of the course as well, because obviously we all want to make a difference in someone's life wherever we can, right? How can they contact the foundation, and do you have maybe voluntary services that you have to the public, any programs like that?
At the moment, there's not specific voluntary things. We say people can always contact us, and we put their names on a list that if we ever need our volunteers, then we will reach out.
Up to you,
Our main thing is fundraising, unfortunately, and we need sponsors to do what we do, because we do everything for free.
So
if there's somebody listening that wants to make a donation, please do. We have a website that you can visit, and then also our social media pages. Everything is linked. They can always also call us, but on all our social media pages and website, all our numbers and email address and everything
the
is
website
there.
Is there.
Yes, the website, there's a submission form, and you can send us messages on Facebook and Instagram. We're always open to respond. They can always just send us a message and say what they do, how can they help. It's always needed to know exactly what they can do to help. They're always just welcome to contact us wherever, whenever, and then we will get back to them.
So we also have one really exciting thing that you guys have something exciting that you're working on that they can be a part of as well, and that is the cleft lip and a palate awareness walk, right?
So
tell us about that. When is it happening? How can we be a part of it?
We are so excited for this. We actually had our first one last year. And we thought that, let's just see how things go. It was a kind of like a test run. And our turn up was so much more than we expected. So we were so proud, and then we decided there and then on the day we're gonna do this annually. This is our annual cleft lip and palate awareness month. Awareness walk. July is cleft lip and palate awareness month.
Yes,
so that's why we always have it in July. It will always be the first weekend of July, the first Saturday. So it will be this year on 5 July. It will be starting at 8 o'clock, and it will be at City of Windhoek's top parking area. We are just so excited just to build awareness around this condition. I mean, there's so many people that's not even aware of it.
So
we just want to raise awareness. That's our main focus.
Yeah. And to anyone who wants to participate or probably even get involved, where do we register? Do we also just go to the social media platforms or the website, or how do we get that information?
Yes, it's on our social medias, Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, there's a direct link that you can click and it takes you to the online entry form. So, it is on there. Enter there, and then we will also be having like a pre-registration thing the day before, the Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the details are on the entry.
Okay.
On the poster and on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then, but you can also just pitch up the morning and we will have late registrations there. So if you can't make it online, then you just pitch
show
the
up
morning
on the day on time,
8 o'clock, city of Facebook, and you just register there.
So what will be happening on the day specifically, though? Are you guys also going to be having maybe screenings, awareness information sessions, or what exactly is happening apart from the walk itself?
With this one, it's just the walk. It's a 3.5 kilometer easy short walk. It's fun walking and singing and shouting and just being happy together. So that's basically what it's all about. There will be coffee being sold there, and we will have a lucky draw afterwards, which is exciting. But no specific other stuff happening. We want to grow it even bigger, so keep an eye for next year. And then also, like you said, just to keep an eye on our social media pages for any upcoming events that's a bit more related to with activities and screenings and all of that will be also coming throughout the year. But for this one, it's just the walk and creating awareness.
I'm actually curious to know, Corianne, do you guys have any programs that you go from town to town doing, like, sessions with our community members or caretakers or anything like that?
Yes, last year we completed the whole Commerce Region's clinics. So at the moment we are focusing on the clinics, health centers and hospitals, because that's where your first initial
diagnosis.
Basically is so that's for us at the moment the most important. So when a baby is born, that we immediately get hold of them. And at the clinics, they always go for their follow-ups and for injections and all of that. So those, the nurses and stuff, is the most important for us now know about us. So last year we completed the whole Commerce Region, and then this year we are going further to Irungu, specifically to the coast. And then last year we also did a short trip to the north, but we want to get that out as well a bit more. For now we are more focusing on the staff, the clinics and them. But we also want to go into the community. We really want to do that, so that is in our future planning. It's just sometimes difficult because then you only get a handful of people, because everybody can't be there, or their baby's not maybe born yet so they don't know about it yet. At the clinics and health centers, hospitals, there where the babies are born, that's the most important for us here.
So a gentle reminder also to you that's listening, to you that's always in the boardrooms, to you that signs of budgets, so to you that can actually make a difference and donate to the Nampharm Foundation as well, be sure to reach out to them on their social media platforms. All the information is there, their website is active, and then you can get a hold of the team and just take it from there, man, because honestly there's so much that can be done pertaining to this, and it's important that people just get involved with it, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for your time. We see thank the work you that so you're much. Doing. Fantastic work. Just all the best with everything that you're doing, and especially with the outreach also to the coast and obviously the walk as well. I will be there because I need to get my steps in. That's for sure. If you need any more information, you're more than welcome to WhatsApp me right now at 0300 1029. I will share the links with you and also on our WhatsApp status as well. That is Fresh FM Namibia. And time is exactly 8:24. We have more conversations coming up, so keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.